Bezalevi Marav Betochen Oy Zayin continues and he says V'chein Binyani Arefua Areitodir Mamish Roim Sharefei Toye B'tiva Machalo. He was discussing before that a person sometimes could do a shtadlis, and the shtadlis will have the exact opposite outcome of what he was interested in accomplishing. There he was talking about Parnaso, or he's talking about, he mentioned the story in Sukkah with the servants of Shlomo HaMelech, that he sent them to the death basin because the Malach HaMavos was waiting for them on the B'Shari Luz. It's the same thing when it applies to Refuah. Ari Todir Mamish. Very often, he says, Royim Sha'arefi Toya B'Tiva Machlo. We see that a doctor can be mistaken with regard to a disease, with a diagnosis. He thinks it's one thing, it's really something else. This happened numerous times over the course of Corona. Especially at the beginning, people didn't know, but they thought it was one thing, thought it was other thing. They stayed until they realized that it was Corona, and they could have already switched it. Had they known what it was, they would have been able to treat it differently. A lot of different times, the doctors don't even know. And even if they do know what it is, they don't even know how to treat it properly. Not only that, sometimes, not only do they not give a cure for the disease, sometimes they can make things worse. The mamash could be makalkal worse than it was beforehand. If it's the wrong diagnosis, they think that it's A and it's really B, and they give a medicine for A, which is dangerous for B, then it could be makalkal. How could you be saimich? He doesn't, as he's about to say, it's not that you can't be mishtadl. There's machlekes machlal, it's brought down when he gets the doctors. The Rishol Slanter is maimed as machlekes between the Chavis Lavavis and the Ramban. Chavis Lavavis says that you always have to, bitachon has to go along with ishtadlis. There's no such thing as bitachon without ishtadlis. That's the gzeiro that Kodesh Baruch was very there with the Chetalim Rishon, that you need ishtadlis. Also, to be able to take Kodesh Baruch Hu and realize that your shtadlis is not what's going to cause the outcome, but you need the shtadlis. The Ramban, the Mashmoyis, the Ramban, Bechukosai, he says, Malarif L'Roifim Bebeis Oyver Hashem, Oyter Ratzon Hashem. He says, what place does a doctor have in the house if somebody's doing the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu? And Yechidus Gula Taka, we're not like that. We know Mikachidit and Rishus L'Roif L'Rapois. So some people say that in a chram you need to rishus l'reifah for the rapeh, like the Ramban says, but there's no religion rishus for the person to go to the reifah. L'chatchilo, a person shouldn't be going to the reifah. The reifah, if somebody comes to him, he's allowed to be merapeh. Don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the makah. What rech does the doctor have to be to be mishtadl to cure it? But in a chanami, it's really the person should turn to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Like it was brought by Aso. Asa Melech, it says Gam Becholiv Loidarish Hashem Kiim Bereifim. It says that Asa Melech, one of the chatoim that he did, he says that when he got sick, he wasn't Derish Hashem Kiim Bereifim. It's only Derish Reifim. So the question was the very fact that he asked the doctor, or was that he only went to the doctor? He didn't go to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The way that the Bachas Maimonides, he says, he quoted here on the side, Chet Asa Yish Loidarish Hashem Klal Rak Bereifim Avlim Botach Hashem Shishalom Lo Yerfua Idei Reifim. But if you're by Techen Kadosh Baruch Hu, here it's on the Fanecho, Hashem Lekai, Shia Isek Zeh Lila Refua, Kirei Fichin Amata. You say, as it's gebracht in Simen Reish Lama, the Mishra brings down, your person goes into, takes medicine, or goes to the doctor, that should be the Zirotzen. You're doing Yishtadlis, but Rebbeinu Shalom, you're the one that's in charge. This should have Atzlacha. Then Mutter Lidrish Berefim says the Bach, Afilu B'makeh Abo B'dei Shamayim. Even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makeh, what right does the human being have to try to get rid of the Makeh of the Rebbeinu Shalom? Vekach nogu b'chol gvoi Yisrael, he says. That's the ma'isa. Some people are maimed as the similar machlekes as the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Shmuel. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says that you really should just learn, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Parnasa. And that's what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai did, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. And he went into the Mara, and he had a kruv, and he had water, and the Baruch Hu took care of him without any shtadlis whatsoever. Reb Shmuel says that it's not shaykh. So a person also has to work. So the Gemara says, "How be also Kibushim Rechoy v'le also be Adam? Kibushim Shmuel v'le also be Adam? Many people did like Kibushim Rechoy v'le also be Adam, and they did like Kibushim Shmuel v'le also be Adam." So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, Mishlam and Aleph, other places, says that it doesn't mean that it's not shaykh to do Kibushim Rechoy. You could do Kibushim Rechoy. The Harbi also means that the derech of the Rei Ha'olam is, and that's the standard starting point for the human being. is to go with Rabbi Shmuel, is to go with the Mahalach of the Chavetz Lavavis, that together with the Bitochen comes along Yishtalus. In a Chanami, if a person is on the Dargah of Shimba Yochoi, he's not going to do any Yishtalus whatsoever, and when it comes to Parnasa also, there's no Yishtalus whatsoever, his mom is holding there, so maybe it comes to the doctors as well. They bring down over here a letter from the stipler, that somebody asked him if there's a problem joining a Kupat Cholim, is that a Chesaron in Bitochen? So he writes as follows: Hinei vaday mi sheyesh lo bitochen be'emes la'amito yesh lo yer lo yishum dover ra alav lalechas b'derech bitochen kishita saran banzal. Somebody that has 100% bitochen, then nothing bad is going to happen to him. That means that even if it happens, but it's not bad. It's something that the Rebbeinu Shlom did, and you don't look at it as something which is bad. You look at it as then you go with Ramban and Yer Chanami. No kupas cholim, no nothing. Avol t'mahani imotzi b'dereinu mi sheyesh lo bitochen be'emes. But I wonder if there is somebody in our door that Taka is holding. Zulas yichides gula muatin. There are in every door there are yichides gula that are able. But derech klal hanogi kedas chavis lavavis mishtadlos. Derech is normally that certainly that's the starting point is to go together with mishtadlos. Vashar shibinyani parnasa kvoid mishtadlo kinoig. So I presume that when it comes to parnasa you do a little bit of mishtadlos. Imkain maishnoi mishtadlos zoom yizum. So that they really go together. If you understand the parnasa you have to be mishtadlo. You don't go with the Ramban's bitochen all the way. The Solanter put them together. He says even though the Ramban was also talking about refuah, but he goes together with Ishtadlus Aparnasa as well. So says the stipler, if you go when it comes to Ishtadlus Aparnasa, you do make some sort of Ishtadlus. So then also when it comes to Ishtadlus Refuah, you should also make Ishtadlus. Is there the darga of the Ramban? Malar Reifim Bebeis Oisir Rotan Hashem. For sure there is. If you're holding there when you get Ishtadlus in Parnasa, you can hold there also when you get Ishtadlus in Refuah. If a person is holding there. The chesaron over here is that you're being semech davko on your shtadlusa. You're just being semech, you go to the doctor and you think that everything is fine and you're not davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you're being semech on. He says, you have no idea. How can you even be semech on it? You have no idea if the doctor is going to do the right thing or not. You might have the wrong diagnosis. You have no. There's a story that Pesach Korn brings down in one of his books, I think it is, that there's a certain doctor that he kept in his jacket pocket of his white coat. Is when he did surgery, he had in the pocket, he had a whistle in the pocket, and he would always in the middle of surgery he would finger it. Somebody asked him, "What's it all about? What's the?" So he said, "One time a child came in, and the child was wheezing and making crazy noises from his mouth, and they thought it was this, and they thought it was that, and they could not figure out what it was, and like some sort of they couldn't mamish like a crazy high pitched sounds coming out. Mamish, what is wrong with this kid?" Finally, they were able to. They did it. I don't know exactly what it was. They did some sort of scan, and they saw that there was something lodged in his throat. And they did the Heimlich maneuver, whatever it was. And they got it out. They dislodged it, and out came a little whistle, little part of I don't know if it was like the part in the middle of the shofar that little whistle. So every time that he breathed in, it whistled like a whistle. They had no idea what it was. So now every time that he goes into surgery, he thinks that his grace of chachma. And he was diagnosing this, who knows what type of disease this kid has, was a little piece of a whistle, a plastic toy for 30 agarot that he had no idea what it was. How great is a person's embarrassment? Three times a day he says, Mechalkal Chaim Bechesed, Seimech Noiflim, Vereifei Cholim. Rebbein Hashem, you're the one that's Reifei Cholim. V'lei Nikba Zeh B'Libai, and he never really is crained in his heart. He very really inculcates it to the point it's to the point that he doesn't think about it, that something happens all of a sudden he goes running to the doctor, he goes to his shtalus, and there's no knee-jerk reaction of Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me out. There's no what happened to that to be semich on the shtalus, and you don't even know if the doctor is going to do the right thing. How could he be semich on that? Saying that I'm the one that gives chaim, and I'm the one that's semech neiflim, and I'm the one that's reifei cholim. But when it comes down to the practical, they don't go running to me. They go running to Aleph Beis Gimel. They go running to Doctor ABC. Gam zois ois ches says the Beis Halevi. Yosim ha'odem alivi ki Hashem asam betchoyni bebasar adam bavachin emoyel. Somebody that places his bitochin in a human being, aside from the fact that it's not going to help. K'mamar HaKosev, Al tiftuchu b'nedivim ven adom shel yeshua. Don't place your bitochen even in generous people, in human beings, that they really can't bring any salvation. Ubishaya, and it says another pasuk, Chidlu lechem en adam, hold back, refrain from asking a favor from a human being, asher neshama ba'apa, or relying on a human being, asher neshama ba'apa. But men nechshavu, what's he? His neshama's from who? From the Ribbono Shelam. How can you rely on him? You know if he's going to be here tomorrow. That's in the Ribbono Shelam's hands. So aside that, you can't say that it's you could be semech on somebody, breitech on somebody, rely on somebody. There's also another problem that he gets a curse. Or hagever she yiftach b'adam. A curse is a human being who's breitech on a person. There's a lot of mafarshim. I think the Gaon, the Malbim, others, a bunch say that it says tov lachzis b'Hashem yiftach b'adam. There's a difference between chisoyin and bitochin. Bitochin means somebody guaranteed you. They came over to you and they told you, tomorrow at this and this time, I will do this and this for you. Chisoyin is more of a hope. You're mechasatachas. You go underneath his protection. You're hoping to get something from him. They say, Toiv lachzai is b'Hashem. You have more to gain from being chosen a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even without a bitochin, even without a Kadosh Baruch Hu being maftiach you and guaranteeing you. Biftoach b'adam, then a guarantee from a human being. A human being that he guarantees is less than a chisoyin, than the hope of gaining something from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But here says it's even more. Or a gever sheyiftach b'adam. There's mamash a curse. Umamoid godla sichlus. It's so foolish. How great is the foolishness? Veichyuchshar be'eni atzmai lekabel lov latusa mipinavi. How could a person fathom and think to in that he's going to get the curse of a navi of Yirmiyah? Certainly the hezek of a curse of a Navi is much more of a vadai. Bishvil, and he's gonna take the chance of getting such a curse, Bishvil Bitchinish Albasav Adam, because he wants to rely on a human being, Shuhevel, Ubavadi Loyalumuma, that he really can help you. He in and of himself, without Ribbono Shel Olam, he has no kayak to help you whatsoever. Vinim Tamafsid Bishtaim, come tell us, he loses doubly. Shiboilam Azela Yasik Mivukashai. He says, in this world, you're not going to be able to, if you're semech in gansin on the human being, then you're not going to be able to get that which you want, that which you're hoping to gain. It says, the eyes of Rishonim are tichleno, they're yearning, they're hoping, and their escape, or their salvation is lost from them. And their hope of gaining something is really result in dejection because you can't rely on a human being. So in this world, he doesn't have what to rely on the human being. V'gam yonish b'olam haba, aver shasa. And the fact that he was b'teach in the human being, that's or hagever asher yosim asher yiftach b'adam, that's saved from b'olam haba. V'nimtza hira l'nafshe b'shnei olamos, b'shvil dover ruach u'b'shvil dover ruach u'bilti boyim. Kum teis that he's causing himself damage, sigh in this world, sigh in the next world, for what? For nothing. That's the first half of Beis Halevi. First third is that to be boteach only in human being is not kedai. It's not kedai because you don't know what's good for you, and it's not kedai whether or not because your stalus could be have the exact opposite effect. It's not kedai because how could you rely on a human being when he doesn't even know, and how could you rely? How do you know that it'll be ill tomorrow? That's where he puts the first side. And now that it's clear to you that it's not kedai to be b'teach in any human being, any burial b'chlal. Now, so where to be b'teach? A person has to be b'teach in something. He has to hold on to something. You have two choices. You be b'teach in the doctor, be b'teach in the rich uncle, be b'teach in the parent, be b'teach in the friend, be b'teach in whatever it is that's going to, the neighbor, the colleague, the wife, the child. Or he's b'teich in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now to be b'teich in a human being, teitzeruch yishad al masay. Therefore, yira lasum b'tchoinu b'yizbarach, ki u echan mi ha-mitzvah shel b'teiru. He doesn't tell you which mitzvah it is. However, he tells you that it is one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. He tells you that it's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. We mentioned in the past, Rabbeinu Yoina understood that it's a tomim tiyel m'Hashem leikecho. Some people learn that it's an anaf of b'tochen, an reich Hashem leikecho, that Rabbi Avraham ben Aramim says, "Iker habitachon hu chizik ha'emuno, ki Hashem yisalu hu aburi ha'mefarnis ha'mechaya v'ha'memimis ha'machli v'ha'marpe ha'mashir ha'mereshesh v'chol mikri ha'olam ha'chorizin alav hu yoytzim ha'gorizim ha'moytim l'poyal." That's really what the Chazanish said. The difference between emuno and bitachon is that emuno is in theory and bitachon is in practice. So the mitzvah of bitachon is chizik emuno. The more that a person reiterates himself, the more that a person mamash naksidit, that he says, Hemanti kiadaver. Like the Chassidim say, that the way to come to Emunah is kiadaber, when you speak it out. When you speak out in your Emunah, and you speak it out, it's not you are brainwashing yourself. The difference between brainwashing and doing something, and Musar B'Spirala saying something again and again, is that brainwashing is something that is you know not to be true, but you say it enough times, and you convince yourself that it's true. Here it's something that we know to be true, and it's something that it's just the Milsa Delei Rami Le'ad Inish, and Slava Daite. That's exactly what the Mesillas Sharm says. That the reason we're ordered safer is not to go through Mesillas Sharm once, to go through it twice, and to go through it 10 times, to go through it 100 times. Kiyadua, the great man through it 100 times. The Mesillas Yesharim 101 times, went through Mesillas Yesharim. Why? The whole purpose is to make it a Mesillas Yesharim out of the Inish. When a person reiterates again and again that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the only one that can help me, he's the only one, that a person really starts living it. A person really starts living it, then that's his knee-jerk reaction. Does he have to do Ishtalis? Then the person has to do Ishtalis, like you said. But where's the focus? The focus is on Ribbono Shel Olam. Please help me, please. And now he says in Eitzah, and he says as follows, B'shas Adin Shoyin Loi, don't say the Eitzah, we'll see in Eitzah in a second. B'shas Adin. He learns that the shayla of Tzipisi Yeshua is lav dafka Tzipisi Yeshua of Mashiach Tzidkenu coming meher b'yameinu. Zichra, that's nechol on that. But it's also pirish. Imchiko li Yeshua v'lo yinesiayish mimeno v'yischazik b'bitchoyne b'chol prat shenitzchad ha'shalom. Was he mitzapel li Yeshua v'kadosh Baruch Hu in his own life, in his own life when he needed salvation, was he mitzapel that the Yeshua should come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or was just Isaac in Hishtalis without being mitzapel to Ribbono Shel Olam? The chilek of the tzipisi Yeshua, the Shari Tshuva in Orachayim and Simon Kuf Yud Chet, he brings down that in Et Semach David Avdecham Rez Atzmi Avarkarne Tum Yeshua Yisrael Kiz Shuasa Kivinu Kol Ayoyim. He says Kedoshcha umitzapel to Yeshua. Some people have the minute to say whether or not you're actually supposed to say it. It was in parentheses. Thank you. But the Shari Tshuva brings down over here Kuf Yud Ches. He says, "Ubi Amar Li Shuatzra Kivinu Yichav La Masha Shoyin Le Acham Yisase Tzipis Li Yeshua." And when you say Ki Li Shuatzra Kivinu, think about the fact that after Misa, that person has Tzipis Li Yeshua. Somebody told me once that he heard from Adam Gadol that Umitzapim the Yeshua is really was in parentheses. In the, that's what you're supposed to be thinking about, like he says, B'shas Ma'isa, and turned into a chelik of the Nusach. And then you should be thinking that you're also from the people that are hoping for his Yeshua. Because of Mari Tzemach Zal, V'gamani mechavin etapis l'shuas Hashem sh'oisi imanu la'tzilonu mekama pegoim roim b'chol yoim b'chol rega. He says, I think about also not the people of Yeshua of Mashiach Tzidkenu specifically. In addition to that, I also think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from all types of things, from who knows, that the World War III shouldn't break out, Rachmanu Litzlan, all types of things that can happen. And I found a big Te'elis Gadol then when I thought about the Tzipis Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me out, and we got the Yeshua. Chilek of the Tzipis Yeshua is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you out in your own situation. And Be'ezer Hashem, a person is talking with Tzapel Yeshua, Be'zeichet Yeshua Hashem, Kerefayim.